सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी चरण राम हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। सो वी आर लुकिंग टू द थर्ड वर्स फ्रॉम द सेकंड चैप्टर द लॉर्ड इन द हार्ट फ्रॉम स्कंध 2। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ट्रांसलेशन by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Please repeat. For this reason,
the enlightened person
should enter only
for the minimum necessities of life.
While in the world of names, he should be intelligently fixed and never endeavor for unwanted things. Being competent to perceive practically that all such endeavors are merely hard labor for nothing. Beautiful. Please again repeat. For this reason,
the enlightened person should
endeavor only for the minimum necessities of life. While in the world of names,
he should be intelligently fixed
and never endeavor for unwanted things.
Being competent to perceive practically that all such endeavors are merely hard labor for nothing.
For quote by Srila Prabhupada, please hear. The Bhagavad Dharma or the cult of Srimad Bhagavatam is perfectly distinct from the way of fruitive activities, which are considered by the devotees to be merely a waste of time. The whole universe, or for that matter, all material existence, is moving on as jagat, simply for planning business to make one's position very comfortable or secure. Although everyone sees that this existence is neither comfortable nor secure, and can never become comfortable or secure at any stage of development. Those who are captivated by the illusory advancement of material civilization, following the way of phantasmagoria, are certainly madmen. The whole material creation is a jugglery of names only. In fact, it is nothing but a bewildering creation of matter like earth, water and fire. The buildings, furniture, cars, bungalows, mills, factories, industries, peace, war and even the highest perfection of material science, namely atomic energy and electronics, are all simply bewildering names of material elements with their concomitant reactions of the three modes. Since the devotee of the Lord knows them perfectly well, he is not interested in creating unwanted things for a situation which is not at all reality, but simply names of no more significance than the babble of sea waves. The great kings, leaders and soldiers fight with one another in order to perpetuate their names in history. They are forgotten in due course of time, and they make a place for another era in the history. But the devotee realizes how much history and historical persons are useless products of flickering time. The fruitive worker aspires for a big fortune in the matter of wealth, women and worldly adoration. But those who are fixed in perfect reality are not at all interested in such four things. For them it is all a waste of time. Since every second of human existence is important, An enlightened man should be very careful to utilize time very cautiously. 1 second of human life wasted in the vain search of planning for happiness in the material world can never be replaced, even if one spends millions of coins of gold. Therefore, the transcendentalist, desiring freedom from the clutches of Maya or the illusory activities of life, is warned herewith not to be captivated by the external features of fruitive actors. Human life is never meant for sense gratification, but for self-realization. Srimad Bhagavatam instructs on solely on this subject from the very beginning to the end. Human life is simply meant for self-realization. The civilization which aims at this utmost perfection never indulges in creating unwanted things. And such a perfect civilization prepares men only to accept the bad necessities of life, or to follow the principle of the best use of a bad bargain. Our material bodies and our lives in their connection are bad bargains, because the living entity is actually spirit, and spiritual advancement of the living entity is absolutely necessary. Human life is intended for the realization of this important factor, and one should act accordingly, accepting only the bare necessities of life and depending more on God's gift without diversion of human energy for any other purpose. Such as being mad for material enjoyment. The materialistic advancement of civilization is called the civilization of the demons, which ultimately ends in wars and scarcity. The transcendentalist is specifically warned herewith to be fixed in mind, so that even if there is difficulty in plain living and high thinking, he will not budge even an inch from his stark determination. For a transcendentalist, it is a suicidal policy to be intimately in touch with the sense gratifiers of the world, because such a policy will frustrate the ultimate gain of life. Shukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit, when the latter felt a necessity for such a meeting, it is the duty of transcendentalists to help persons who desire real salvation and to support the cause of salvation. One might note that Shukadeva Goswami never met Maharaja Parikshit while he was ruling as a great king. For a transcendentalist, the mode of activities is explained in the next sloka.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shila Chakshurum Militam Yena Asmai Sri Guruve Namah Tidakam Mandakya Patime Vakshyastame Kaustubam. Vakshyastame, now is blessed.
पटले वक्षस्थले कौस्तुभम् नासाग्रे अग्रे इन द फ्रंट भाग ऑफ फ्रंट पार्ट ऑफ द नोज देयर इज अ स्मॉल यू नो लेडीज पुट दैट तो ही हम सर नासाग्रे वरमौक्तिकम् इट्स नाइस वर्ड यू नो एट द एंड ऑफ द नोज नाइस वर्ड नासाग्रे वरमौक्तिकम् नासाग्रे Varamautikam karatale, under his hand, you know. Venu, Venu, he always carries flute under his hand. Nasagre varamauktikam karatale, Venu kare kankanam. Kankanam means bangles. In his hand he has the bangles, beautiful bangles. Kasturi tilakam lata patule, vakshastale kaustubam, nasagre varamoktikam karatale, venu kare kankanam. Saravange harichandanam, on all his vigra, you know. Saravange harichandanam sulalitam kante cha muktavali, around his neck there's a muktavali, you know? Necklace. Kante cha muktavali gopastri pariveshtitau, he's surrounded by gopis, you know. Gopastri pariveshtito vijayate Gopal Churamani, is the greatest Gopal. Kasturi tilakam lalata patule vakshastale kaustubam nasagre varamoktikam karatale venu kare kankanam. Sarvange harichandanam sulalitam kante cha muktavali gopastri pariveshtito vijayate Gopal Churamani. There are innumerable verses from Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam to glorify the Lord. That's why Lord is known as Uttam Shloka. One of the names of Lord is Uttam Shloka, means he is glorified by nice verses. That's why he is known as Uttam Shloka. Yato Uttam Shloka Janashraya Rati is the instruction given by Ambarish Maharaj to all the living entities, that always we should associate with the people who are attracted to Krishna. Uttam Shloka Janashraya, those who are taking shelter of Krishna, Uttam Shloka. We should always have attraction, Rati, to associate with such people. And then we develop the taste, you know, and slowly then we experience Krishna. Otherwise, if on our own we are, then it requires a very elevated position to experience Krishna. But in a group, we can very easily experience. Because a group is a so much energy from everybody, you know. So it affects each other. And that's why we relish them. And that relishing effect, you know, tushyanti cha ramanti cha. That tushyanti, the satisfaction, and the ramanti cha, and the relishing the existence of the Lord, is the experience of Krishna. And that's why these verses we love, you know. Dharma prajita kaitavotra paramo nirmatsaranam satam vedyam vastu vamatra vastu shivadam tapatrayo anmulanam. Vedyam means if you know, definitely you know vedyam vastavam, factual existence of Krishna, then tapatrayo unmulanam, the threefold miseries are uprooted, you know. If you cut the grass, then it grows again because the roots are there. But if you uproot it, then nothing grows. So these our miseries are uprooted. This is uprooted by only by knowing Vedyam Vastavamata. And then in addition to knowing, we are chanting his names, we are getting early in the morning, we are in the evening also, we are discussing about the same thing. So for us, there is no misery real. There is no misery. You know, many times Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the snakes, you know, there are roadside magicians in India. You know. There are so many in villages and everywhere. And they have snakes, you know. So they play with the snakes. But those snakes, the poison tooth is removed from the mouth of the snake. So the snake appears like a snake, but it doesn't have any capacity to harm. Even if he bites, maybe the blood will come out, but otherwise it doesn't have any effect. So our miseries are like that, like those snakes. The poison tooth of misery is missing. And that's why miseries do come. They may bite also, they may have blood also, but it doesn't have any effect. It doesn't do any harm. That is the difference between the miseries experienced by the devotees and the miseries experienced by the ordinary people. But the ordinary people, they don't have any connection with the powerhouse. And that's why, because they don't have any connection with the powerhouse, a little difficulty and they just freak out. And they scream and shout and blame the government and the prime minister and everything. Maybe your drain is blocked. But as soon as the drain is blocked, hey, what the prime minister is doing, my drain is blocked. Man, the prime minister has nothing to do with your brain, your drain. But we have that tendency that even a drain is blocked, we cannot tolerate it. Or we cannot take a pump and just do it. No, we blame everybody and then we destroy ourselves and go away. This is the ordinary people. So it's better to come to these few of the verses, you know. When we glorify Radharani, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Kriya. And Vaishnavas then, Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Kapasindu Vrecha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadhi Gaura Bhakta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Prabhupada insist on minimizing our necessity, which we had taught a bit yesterday, you know. But we devotees should completely become natural. We should depend upon the nature, so that if we don't depend upon the advanced scientific instruments, then anywhere we can pass our life. We are the example of so many elevated devotees, including Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. They did not have any dependence on anything. As soon as we depend upon certain things, then we don't have time and intelligence to go through these things. And the main goal we have to remember, that unless we fix our goal correctly, it is very difficult to try for this direction. It is very difficult. As you know, we are already with Srila Prabhupada, but even then it goes very difficult for us to throw ourselves out of the bed at even 4 o'clock, you know, or 5 o'clock even. It goes very difficult because there is no association. And if there is no proper association, then we completely hesitate or we become lazy or, and then blame so many other things for our own defection. And the root of everything is that we have complicated our life. Complicated. Simple prasadam is a healthy prasadam. You know, you just mix rice and dal and put some sabji into it if you want, potatoes or carrots or whatever it is, and make a nice khichdi. And with a glass of watery buttermilk is a full food. There is no need of complicating food also. Sometime you should add wheat flour to our intake of prasadam. So wheat flour, either you prepare chapatis or you make puris or you put the cakes into the sabji, you know. It's a nice way. And within no time you can prepare. It takes, hardly it takes 15 to 20 minutes to cook moong dal, you know, split moong dal, green moong dal we should have. We should avoid this yellow moong dal. And green moong dal you take, it hardly takes 15 to 20 minutes. We have gas and everything ready. But our laziness stops us from making prasadam to cooking prasadam. And then we starve, or you go somewhere and you take the fruits and then you think that I am not hungry. No. Janan Prabhu told me when I was in Kuala Lumpur that he was staying in Prabhupada's room, you know, in Radha Damodar temple. So he said that there is a set timetable that is fixed, our Prabhupada has got to be woken up at 4 o'clock exactly. And then he should be offered at set time the breakfast and lunch and everything. Because Prabhupada was very regulated in these things. And because of that regulation, he could do simple regulations were there. It was not that he wanted always chicken puri or some rasgullas or this or that. No. He liked rasgullas very much. But it was not that he depended upon that food. No, simple food he wanted. But on time. So if we really want to engross in these things, our life has to be regulated in feeding ourselves, in taking shower, in cleaning ourselves, in cleaning our clothes. Everything should be completely regulated. And then we go to these. That is known as minimum necessities. And here, Shukadeva Goswami gives nice argument that these are all different names, I told you many times. There are only three elements are there. Bhumi, apta, yajumaya, sapta, you know. Even our body has only three elements. That is earth, water and fire. Except this, there is nothing. So whatever you take, any material thing in the universe you take, and it comprises of these three things. That's what. So we may call it differently, but it's all the energy of Krishna. Particularly Prabhupada said, and we had also experienced, you know, in our childhood there was no electronics were completely unknown to the public. Not even scientists, they didn't know. These calculators or computers or even radio was impossible to get. In a village there were hardly one rich man had a radio. And he had locked it in a safe, you know. Nobody could see it. Only when he wanted to hear it, he'd get taken out. Such was the importance of a radio. And now the radio nobody knows. There's so much. In 50 years, so many changes have taken place. And the more necessities we add to our life, then we have to depend upon so many things. And in the end, Prabhupada gives Shukadeva Goswami as an example. It's the best thing to remember. That he didn't visit Parikshit Maharaja when he was a great king. He didn't visit him. That means Shukadeva Goswami did not have a flicker of attraction to the material enjoyment. That is a liberated soul. If you are attracted to some material enjoyment, then you lose your things. You know, we sleep on the bed and it's very difficult to get up. Because the bed is very cushy, you know. And the early morning the breeze is there. Late night we keep many times for programs or this or that. And it gets very difficult to get up from the cushy bed. Instead, if you are lying on this, then it is easy to get up. It's easy to get up. So the more we are attracted to anything which is not required by us, then we put ourselves in trouble. And Shukadeva Swami, the beauty of his preaching was that as soon as Bhagavatam recitation was over, he left. Otherwise he could have very well thought that now Parikshit Maharaj is going to die, so let me open one of his palace and I'll enjoy. No, didn't care for that at all. Because his necessities were very, very minimal. He didn't want even clothes. So completely, in India, even now at the time of this Kumbh Mela,
You can see those naked sadhus. They are roaming about in Himalayas somewhere. And they come to take snan. And you see the bodies of naked sadhus, it's like a steel body. But they don't have clothes any time. And because they don't have clothes, the whole body gets fresh air. And always they are moving around, you know, taking bath in the coldest water of Himalayas. And no necessities at all except some prasadam here and there. And that's why they keep very healthy. The less necessities are there, we will keep very healthy with the less necessities. As soon as we increase the necessities, there are so many inebrities. And then I saw yesterday your father's figure. And you people daily see him, that's why you may not find out the difference. But I saw him after a year. And before also 2 years I had seen him. Every year I had seen him. When he was not taking any medicine, he was effulgent. There was no trace of black patch in his mouth, in his face. And now you see his face, completely gone. I was really horrified to see his face yesterday. Because these medicines, modern medicines, they burn you like anything. They are not medicines at all. And another thing he told yesterday, and we take comfort in that, that after 4 years, the doctors were able to diagnose what is it. And in the end they diagnosed that you are born with it. Do you follow the thing? After 4 years, they diagnosed that what is it. And then in the end they said that you are born with it. It is not diagnosis at all. We had been to South Africa and we went to the doctor, Ayurvedic doctor. He just found out a pulse and he told everything what is wrong in our body. Within few seconds. It's not 4 years. Why should you wait up to 4 years? Your body, you may pass away before you diagnose what is wrong. This is a mockery of the medical science. And we are spending millions and millions of rupees and pounds and dollars just to get the diagnosis. And the doctor, he is not very elevated, I mean to say he is not very much expert, but even then whatever little expertise he has, he can tell us. And not only that, as I told you, that I have an acquaintance in India, he is on a deathbed, and I just gave him a name, and from the name he gave me all the symptoms of his illness, and it was correct. And from the name and that illness, he prescribed the medicine. And in the deathbed also that man is helped because of the Ayurvedic medicine. He is a bit better. And this is our science. And we run after these things like anything. Instead, it is never late, you know. But Ayurvedic treatment has got to be found out from somewhere for your father also. Because Ayurvedic treatment, the beauty of the Ayurvedic treatment is that it doesn't increase our necessities. It is a very simple medicine. You know, ginger powder, or cinnamon, or cardamom, or something, or maybe turmeric powder, some salts. These are all the medicines. And mustard seeds, these cumin seeds, we use in our sabjis and everything. That is medicine. In Bhagavatam it is very much insisted that our medicine has got to be our food and our food has got to be our medicine. We bought that black thing, you know, in Gujarat it is known as kokum, you know. We use in sabji and dal. It's the best medicine. And that is available in India, very little price. And it is a custom in Gujarat that in dal or sabjis, always that thing is used. And it is a highly digestible medicine. If you eat that, then there is no trouble regarding the digestion at all. Then in Gujarat they prepare dokras, you know. From the fermentation of the chickpea flour, they prepare nice preparation. Everywhere you can see on the stations also, in any shop also, yellow spongy thing, you know, sprinkled with the coconut and...
That's it, Prabhupada Maharaj.
Do
they add some
daltra
to it?
No. They dip it previous day. And maybe sometimes they have some yogurt into it.
Then if you don't have yogurt, then you add that cardboard soda by carb. That you have to add. If there is no yogurt. But yogurt is a healthy one. They always use yogurt. And next day, because India is hot, you know, so next day it ferments. And then they just mix it with some spices and turmeric powder and it. And they boil it then. This is pour in the pots or in a thali. And they put the boiling water. And in the boiling water there is a stand wherein you keep the thali. And just by the boiling water it is cooked. It's a very safe food. It's like roasted. And because of fermentation, it becomes easily digestible. And one item if you eat which is easily digestible, all the items it pushes your stomach then. Because one is very easily digestible. So your stomach is always pushed. So much is there in our food scientifically. This is what we prepare. And if we are not careful about these things, then eventual treatment is there. Then we are frustrated, you know. How long you can tolerate some eat? So you have to find out something. Because our life is not regulated and because our life is unnecessarily depending upon so many things, that's why we lose these things. Otherwise, even in our family also, in our village also, nobody was very much after the doctor, you know. Hardly they took injection. It was only for some time there was a cholera and that's why they had to take something, virus. Otherwise, it was not normal practice. There was only one doctor and also he was completely free. I remember in the afternoon he didn't have to do anything. So he will collect the boys, you know, like us, and go to well and we all take a dip into the well and we swim nicely. It was his job. And in the evening, maybe one or two people come, that's all. He was completely free. And now a doctor in India, God, this is like a Kumbh Mela. So the more necessary, and India is increasing necessities like anything. You go to India and every time you see more chimneys coming up. Industrialization. It's a mad rush. And this industrialization and the increase of population, it is destroying the land. There's so many societies are coming up, so many buildings are coming up. And now the places which were very cold and nice hill stations, you know, they are completely hot because of the concrete. And this concrete, you told me that in a storage heater, they have a concrete blocks. And they heat the blocks and they store the heat for the whole of night, you can get this heat. So these concrete blocks become hot during the day and the night they throw the heater on our head, and which is not required in India at all. So these things are completely gone. Instead of being very simple in our residences or habits, everybody is rushing to the cities. And this is the worst example we are having in India. And then India, there is no sanitation. They don't know the underground drainage system at all. In Vrindavan, you go, you are afraid of falling down, your rickshaw may go down, one wheel may go down in a gutter. Such a open gutters are there. And then mosquitoes, God, it is pilgrim center for the mosquitoes also. So we cannot stop the pilgrim. This is because we have increased so many necessities and we are completely destroying everything, ecologically and everything. This is the main teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam. And practical life has got to be organized. Now, simple beginner is putting on dhoti. So it washes and dries it. Next day it is again fresh. Instead, if we insist on trousers or some other dresses or nightgown or, you know, you tie it and then it comes out and with a nightgown, nice gown. So then again the gown has to be manufactured in the factory. So we are propagating, we are the sponsors of the factories. In this way, there is no need of nightgown in Singapore.
But in order to put on nightgown, you have to have the air condition. So then it is cold. So then you can put on nightgown. Can you imagine? The madness. This is madness. Mad after that is it. Sad apramatto. Pramatto means mad after these things. Yeah, because they want to put on gown. So in order to put on gown, you have to kill yourself. The whole windows and the light, and you have to completely switch off, completely patch up. And then the room becomes very nice, and that good, good, good goes. And in the end you have become mental. With all the expenditure, thousands of dollars are spent for that box. And the air is not, air is dirty inside. There is no light, nothing at all. And because of the noise, you lose your mental balance. And then, as soon as you lose the mental balance, there are social workers and mental hospitals. They come, "Hello sir, what happened to you?" "Nothing, madam." "No, no, we can help you." And then we are proud. Social worker came and saw me. And this is a nice comment. There is no need of it. Our auntie was a social worker for us. Aunt, our aunt.
Oh, I see.
She will come, specify you, ask you, "How are you? What are you?" She was a social worker. What is the need of a paid social worker? The paid social worker, how can she have the sentiment for you? The aunt will have a sentiment. And you cannot borrow the, you cannot buy the sentiment. The social workers, they do their duty. So they give you something, they take you somewhere. So you are mentally upset, isn't it? The balance is gone. It's better to get admitted in the mental hospital. So she picks you up, throws into the ambulance, boom. And there you go there and plucked. You beaten, my God, because you are mentally upset. "I mean, already I am upset. Why are you making me more upset?" Can you imagine? The phantasmagoria, Prabhupada called to this. This is a phantasmagoria. We are creating so many things just for the enjoyment. And that is again illusory enjoyment. When in Singapore, the gown is not needed, there is no need of putting anything. You can be without any clothes, you can move. Just you have a bikini or some small dhoti or whatever it is. Otherwise there is no need here. There is no need of gowns, there is no need of carpets, nothing at all. But we are increasing. We were in Malaysia, no? And that Babu Bhai or Babu Vallabhdas, what is it? So he has a carpet shop. I said, "What are you doing, carpet? Because your country doesn't need carpet." "No, no." He said, "We have a special kind of carpets. They're cool." We must have carpet. Because it's a hot climate, we must have a cool carpet. And if the climate is cold, then we have to have hot carpet. There is no need of it. As soon as you put the carpet, cleaning is very difficult. And even if you clean or hoover it, under the carpet there is a dirt. And we carpet, oh, I have cleaned, hoover it. And then again, hoover means the factory, hoover factory. And light, again, and that noise, boom, boom. And these noises, different types of noises, they create the disturbance in the atmosphere. And that atmosphere affects our whole existence. And so many noises we have created. I told you yesterday that even a brush we don't want to move in the teeth. There is an electric brush. You just, it goes on. So there is a noise there also. We are expert in making ourselves mental. There are so many noises. While walking also, Walkman you have. Again the noise. We don't want to leave ourselves completely peaceful. It's very difficult. Then you die. After death also they don't leave you. As soon as you die in Western countries, they take you to the hospital. "I mean, I told you, you could have taken him before, so that you get treated." "Yeah." "Why are you taking him after?" "Now," he said, "we want to cut him. Post-mortem." And there is advancement. We want to see what disease was there. Why did he die? So,
suppose you are a non-smoker, then they take out your lung and your lung is hanging in medical college somewhere. Your brain is hanging somewhere, your stomach is hanging somewhere because you are a vegetarian. And they stitch everything then, and somehow they will give the body and we are very happy the body is back. There is nothing in the body. Everything is hanging. How far we will be mad like this? At least in India you die, nobody cares. Burn them. So that's why death in India good. Then you turn yourself into ashes, and then ashes go to the river or wherever. Third world country is much better than the advanced country. In advanced countries there is no peace during the life, and after that there is no peace. The body is in trouble always, always. During the life there is all artificial necessity, they trouble you. The government troubles you, income tax people trouble you, car people trouble you, road tax and this. I saw yesterday the car which we are using, nearly quarter of the glass is full of the tags. You know, this weekend car and this car and that car and that. I was completely mad to sit inside. I would never understand these things. I can understand the gynecological table of Kardam and Kashyap, but not this guy. So many. And now, as soon as the complexities are created, we have to understand those complexities. Because we have to stay in Singapore. So if you don't understand the complexities, you cannot continue here. Or you will be paying more than what you are really required to pay. So we have to study that, and then we have to talk about it. I talk to Andy, then Andy talks to Yonish, Yonish kills Viknesh's time. And the whole group completely kills the time. Where is the time for these things? And then we say, forget about it. I just want to have my weekend cars, this and this and that. And the man goes away and no, this is Maharaj tells, but it's all useless at the moment. And this is how we completely neglect the real thing and run about this phantasmagoria. These things are very nicely described in the pages of Bhagavad. And how much we are going to create, I don't know. The best way is to shrink ourselves from these things. Some or the other, whichever way we can. Krishna, and you remember the names. So we get Rupa bin dekhe. Difficult to find out. We cannot measure the effulgence of sun. I am sorry, effulgence of Krishna with the sun's effulgence. Sun is like a bell. And the frog is in the bell, you know. And some frog comes as a guest to that frog. So he says that, you know, there is an ocean. So that frog, well frog, has a well in mind. So he said, how big is it? Is it two wells? Is it three wells? So five wells? 100 wells? Because his measurement is well. So our measurement is sun. But it doesn't work with Krishna. That is it ananta? Without any end. Achintya, we cannot think about it. You know, we cannot carry one bucket of water. And he is holding oceans together. And you know the activities that are going on in water. Daily twice, there is a high tide and there is a low tide. The mass, such a big mass of water, is continuously moving. It is not a static thing. It appears as a static. And this is Achintya. We cannot think about it. And this is not the one ocean, not one planet. He has millions and millions and billions of planets in the material manifestation. What to talk of spiritual manifestation is much, much bigger than the material thing. And that's why our mind boggles when we think about Krishna. And because the mind doesn't understand him, so we reject him. We think that he is not there. And then there are so many theories.